By the way, half the struggles that black women think they face, it's of their own fucking doing. Running around in nails like this, running around in earrings like this, like you people fight every day. You people fight every day. Could you choose any outfit and get up that's like less conducive to fighting? Seriously. They wear wigs that can be pulled out. They put braids in their hair that could rip the rest of their hair out. And then they complain about having alopecia. No, it's self-induced alopecia. That's like a cutter. That's like one of those fucking losers who cut themselves. That's like them having a scar and being like, I can't believe I have scars. What? Black women, you tear your hair out by the roots. You put every sort of chemical on your hair to straighten it out, despite being so proud of being black. And then you wonder why you have alopecia. And then you guys fight all the time. And yet you wear massive hoop earrings. You wear weaves in your hair. You wear fake eyelashes. You wear fake nails. All of these things are not conducive to fighting, okay? So let me give you advice. Let me turn this racist stream around into something positive. Okay, black women, listen up. Listen up. A black woman is speaking. When you are fighting, when you are going to bat, okay, before you wake up in the morning, get out of bed and you have to think like a fighter. You have to put yourself in the mindset of not, oh, it's just easy breezy and I might pick up a fight or a felony later on. No, that is the wrong mindset to have. The correct mindset to have is that you wake up every day knowing that every day is a fight. Every day is a potential crash out. Every day is a potential chance to chimp out. With that in mind, let me adjust my cap for the billionth time. With that in mind, you must wake up with that mindset, okay? Like white girls have to manifest things, you have to manifest too. You have to manifest yourself into the ultimate super warrior, okay? You have to turn yourself into the ultimate warrior princess of Wakanda and go outside with that mindset in mind and know this. Know this to be the case. You will fight. You will dominate. You will win. Hail the black woman. Hail her. You will win and you will fight and you will fucking dominate. Okay? So that's your manifestation. That's your affirmation. That's your word of affirmation in the morning. Second of all, you must pay attention to your outfit. Do you see warriors glammed up? No. There is a thing called warrior glam. Okay? Warrior glam must think about everything. It must think about tactics and strategy. You must never allow yourself to become lazy and think that you can get away with just getting out with your hoop earrings. No, no. You must wake up every morning. You must wear earrings that are small, that cannot be used against you as a weapon. Okay? Just like in gun safety. You don't want to be shot with your own gun. Much like you don't want your ears torn out. You don't want your earrings to be used as a weapon against you. With this in mind, wear small earrings. Avoid hoops at all costs. Avoid hoops. Avoid clothing that can be easily used to pull you down or be stripped naked. Because I have noticed this is a recurring pattern. When black women fight, they are always naked. And I don't know if they're trying to intimidate their partner by their glorious body or if they are just, you know, a victim to their clothing choices. So you must wear an outfit like Catwoman. It must be tight. It must be not have the ability to be grabbed, okay? Because that can be used against you, all right? Second of all, you must go back to your roots. You must go back to your natural roots. You must never wear weaves. Weaves can be grabbed and pulled. And you know what happens when they grab your beautiful weave? They will rip your scalp off. They will scalp you, essentially. They will scalp you. This is what will happen. And it gives them a tactical advantage. It gives your opponent the advantage. They can grab your hair. You're also fighting girls, okay? What do girls do in fights? They grab for hair. So you have to think about this, black woman. I'm here for you. I swear to God, I'm here for you. Trim your hair off short, okay? Trim it off short, all right? Don't dye it blonde because that's a visual aid. It's like the bullseye on a target. When they have that blonde visual aid, it helps them to be able to like really throw a punch correctly, okay? And you don't want that. You want to blend in with your surroundings. So preferably black clothing, camouflage, anything like that. I realize that some of you, you know, deal with weight, okay? But this can be worked with, okay? You can use your weight to your own advantage. You can use your weight to destroy your opponent. Once your opponent is down, because while they are not abiding by these strategies, you are. You see the weave, you fucking pull that weave out. You throw them to the ground. And then once they're on the ground, you use your weight as a tactical advantage. And you ground them and you fucking deck them, okay? And it's over, okay? So, to any of the black females angry at me in the chat, I just gave you the best fucking advice of your life. And if you have any sense at all, if you have any sense at all or any brains, you will heed that advice, okay? Truly, this is the best advice you ever received, okay? This is better than your father ever get. Well, this is better advice that you'll ever receive, okay? And I suggest that you heed that. Wake up every morning in the mindset of a warrior, that you will win, that you will dominate, and you must repeat that over and over in your mind. And then it will be manifested, and then it will be true, and you will be unstoppable. Okay, I'm actually like out of breath from that